This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Drops it off to Vooch, he'll dunk it down. Daddy Vooch!
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
Throws up ahead to Isaac, and look at the tomahawk from the Seminole. Oh, Chief Osceola's smiling somewhere.
Now here's your host, Jake Chapman.
And welcome into another edition of Magic Drive Time, 96.9 The Game. I am your host, Jake Chapman. Wednesday, October 9th. The Magic in Atlanta tonight to see the Hawks preseason game number 3, a perfect 2-0 so far on the early preseason. Magic Hawks, it'll be a 7:30 tip tonight. We'll have the pregame for you with Brandon Kravitz right here on 96.9 The Game, beginning at 7 o'clock. We head now to Atlanta. Dan Savage, Magic web writer, the director of digital content for OrlandoMagic.com. He's on Twitter at Dan_Savage, and he joins me now from the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing well, and can I say it's exciting to have you back on the radio with us. I know we did this a few times when you were in Detroit, but it's nice to have you on the good side of things once again.
Thank you, Dano. I appreciate it. It's fun to be back. I feel like I'm home, and now that we're getting things going and Magic Drive Time, Dante's out on the road, I really feel like I'm home because I got to host this show when Dante's out on the road, but a lot of fun, and it was like 9 years ago, I think, Dan, we started this thing, Magic Drive Time. So a lot of fun to get back in the mix, and certainly a lot of fun to be broadcasting basketball. When I was in Cleveland, I was out of the league. I covered the Cavs a little bit, but 2 seasons now I've been away from the NBA, so I'm certainly anxious to be back. As far as you go, it is kind of a weird start to the preseason, Dan, this 3-game road trip. We'll wrap it up tonight against the Hawks, and of course the first home preseason contest of the year will be Friday night at Amway Center against the Celtics, but the team 2-0 so far, and there have been some eye-popping individual performances through 2 games. We'll get to those here in a minute. But I just wanted to ask you, what's the vibe around the team? Has there been anything that feels different so far this preseason? Like I said, it's kind of weird to be out on the road for 3 straight early on in the preseason, but I think it gives you a good sense of where the team is right now. Anything feel different than last year, maybe with some heightened expectations this year?
Yeah, that's really the thing you try to get out of these preseason road trips is what the state of the mind of the team is. And they really didn't give us any sort of break heading into it, threw us right into the fire.
Right.
Gone from home for 6+ days. So it'll be nice to get back home tonight after this one against the Hawks. But the 2 things that really stand out right now is the team's really taking a lot of pride in its defense. You get the sense in the locker room after these games that the players are talking about deflections, talking about blocks, and they're really embracing the identity that made this team a 22-9 win team down the stretch last season. So that's exciting. The other thing that you notice just right off the bat is the depth. Last season when the starters went out, it was a rodeo. They really struggled to try to find that backup, stable backup point guard position behind DJ Augustine last year, going through Jaren Grant, going through Isaiah Briscoe before finally settling on Michael Carter-Williams. And now having Markelle Fultz in the fold, things have really started to shift, and you see this team actually get a boost when the backups come in.
The bench bunch has looked phenomenal. Some of those combinations too, Dan, you know, Michael Carter-Williams is not going to go away, even if Markelle Fultz is going to be a part of the rotation, and certainly looks like he will be right now. You think about some of the things Coach Clifford can do in that backcourt with Fultz playing maybe off ball or maybe accentuating more of what MCW does well. DJ Augustine on the floor with maybe another ball handler as well. He's got a lot of combinations in that backcourt, doesn't he?
Now, he has a lot of different ways he can go, and I think this team really likes Michael Carter-Williams defensively. So it's going to be interesting when this rotation starts to tighten up. Does MCW eat into some of the minutes that you saw Wes Iwundu get last season?
Right.
Where does his role fit? But I think Coach Clifford really likes to have 2 different ball handlers on the court at all times. It really, you know, puts a lot of pressure on the defense and can cause them to collapse. And last year, they struggled to find guys who could generate penetration, really force that defense to come down on the interior and generate open shots. I don't think that's going to be a problem this season.
Dan Savage with me from Atlanta, Georgia, getting set for the Hawks and the Orlando Magic. 7:30 tip tonight. We'll have the pregame for you right here on 96.9 at 7 o'clock. Defensively, Dan, obviously that's kind of the identity of this team, and it is really good early on. You look at some of the turnover numbers, some of the shooting numbers, especially in San Antonio on Saturday. You're seeing some early returns, and that's a great thing. Jonathan Isaac, Saturday, on Monday, I had Dave DeFore on my podcast from The Athletic and the Back-to-Back podcast. He was in San Antonio on Saturday, and he said, if Jonathan Isaac defends the way that I saw him defend tonight or on Saturday night, he could be a first-team all-defensive player this year. He said there was one possession where LaMarcus Aldridge is trying to body him up, and he stood firm, didn't give up any ground. And then, like, one possession later, he's staying in front of DeJounte Murray, and DeJounte Murray's unable to get around him. That versatility could really prove to be something special when you start to project what J.I. could be defensively. What have you seen from him? Obviously, we talked a lot about him bulking up, but it's all there, naturally, for Jonathan Isaac on the defensive end of the floor. What's the ceiling for that guy as far as his defensive potential goes?
Oof, that's hard to say. The one thing that's very interesting about Jonathan Isaac is just his mental makeup. You very rarely see guys come into the league and they're just so willing to be great teammates, great team ambassadors. And I remember when he was drafted, Jeff and John really said their primary goal for Jonathan Isaac right off the bat was to make him one of the hardest workers on the team. And I think he's embraced that role. He's great in the weight room, as you can see, full evidence of that as he continues to grow year by year. But then on top of that, he is just so willing and unselfish. I think the harder thing for him is going to be trying to get him to be more selfish at times.
Mm.
And that's just a really unique thing as you go through this AAU culture that we see so saturated in the league now, where guys are just so interested in getting their own scoring numbers up and defense comes secondary. That's just not the case with Jonathan Isaac. And then on top of that, he's got so many gifts. You look at his length, you look at his height, the wingspan, obviously, which people love to talk about. And then he's just so fleet of foot. And on top of that, has just great defensive natural instincts. He's the complete package on that end of the floor. And when you talk about pairing him next to Aaron Gordon, you really have two guys on the same team that can be perennial defensive player of the year candidates, creates all that positional versatility. And as John Denton and I were talking about on the bus ride back from practice, I mean, the number of deflections this team has caused through two preseason games, 56 against the Spurs, 41 against the Pistons. Those are the things that Steve Clifford loves to track. And those deflections have turned into turnovers, you know, for a combined 42 turnovers this team has forced through two games. So it'll be really interesting to see how that holds up tonight.
Those are eye-popping numbers. 56 deflections, did you say, against San Antonio?
Yeah, 56 against San Antonio, 41 against Detroit. And now you're talking about a Hawks team that has so much offensive firepower. You know, as you look at the way that that team closed the season last year, you know, they were second in the NBA in points per game, almost at about 120 per contest following the All-Star break last year.
I want to get to the Hawks in a minute. That's a fascinating young bunch who we'll be very familiar with sooner than later, I would think. The idea, that identity and building it on the defensive end and those active hands forcing turnovers, that lends itself to getting up and down the floor as well. Is that something you can see this year maybe being an emphasis for Coach Clifford, getting out and running a little bit, turning those turnovers into easy buckets?
Yeah, definitely. And I think this year, the thing is, you know, Clifford talks a lot about pace. He now has the personnel to do it.
Right.
We saw the pace numbers go up dramatically when Michael Carter-Williams came in. Now you add a piece like Markelle Fultz, who's not afraid to push it. We've seen those highlights already take over Twitter. And then on top of that, Mo's playing with renewed energy. Isaac can obviously get up and down the floor. And Aaron Gordon has made a career of making highlights in transition. So there's a lot of personnel that fits into exactly what they're looking to do. And that's not even mentioning, you know, the great half-court players that we see in Evan Fournier and Nikola Vucevic, you know, who may have gone overlooked this preseason just because they're so steady, tried, and true.
Well, and that's funny. I feel like Evan Fournier has almost been the forgotten man just as far as the hype goes. I mean, we've seen Mo Bamba's improved three-point shot. Obviously, J.I., a lot of high expectations for him coming into this season. Aaron Gordon looked outstanding in the first quarter, specifically of that Pistons game. And like you mentioned, oh, by the way, Evan Fournier and Nick Vucevic are both fresh, or at least hopefully fresh. They've been playing basketball all summer internationally, and those are the stalwarts offensively within the half court. You mentioned Fultz, and when you talk about that bench bunch turning teams over and getting up and down, I think a lot of people are really, really excited about what that could look like. What just kind of his mentality. I thought it was a big hurdle getting through San Antonio, just getting out on the floor, playing basketball again, getting back to what he loved, looked even better against the Pistons on Monday night. As far as assists off the bench, he had 7 of them, creating for his teammates, getting where he wants to get on the floor. I mean, he's so shifty. He uses that hezzy dribble. He uses his length so well. What have you seen from him on the floor and then off? What does it seem like his spirit is like right now?
You know, coming into this season, didn't really know what to expect with Markelle Fultz, just like everybody else. But as I've been around him through training camp, through the media day process, going into these preseason games, the practices, he just seems so confident, so back in love with the game. And I think it's really a product of being healthy. I think everybody gets caught up in some of those highlights that they saw in Philadelphia, and they start to forget the guy was battling an injury. And on top of that, he's only played 30-some-odd NBA games.
Right.
Now, with a team that really, you know, spent a lot of time in getting him right, getting him prepared, spending all offseason, really bringing him into the culture of the organization, and on top of that, getting him healthy and getting ready for that moment, they're reaping the rewards for that, for not rushing him along or anything along those, you know, along those lines. And so I think Markelle is fully confident in himself, fully confident in the fact that he's healthy now with no restrictions. I think he's just happy to be back playing basketball. And what's so amazing to me is, you know, you never know with a guy like that coming off an injury, are they going to be afraid of contact? Are they going to start to shy away from that? And as you saw in that fast break slam against the Spurs, I mean, he just went full shoulder into the defender, goes up and dunks. He is not afraid of contact whatsoever. He does not shy away from it. So he's a real physical point guard at the size of 6'4". That's going to be an intriguing matchup for me to watch tonight, is when you see him get matched up on Trae Young, two very different style players.
Mm-hmm.
Markelle is so physical, he can really pull those over the competition. So it's going to be interesting. And, you know, I spent some time talking to him about some of his former teammates at the collegiate level, at the high school level, for a story that'll run on Yahoo. And he's just got a great attitude about him. Such a pleasant guy to talk to. His teammates really embrace him. It's very exciting because not often do you get the ability to add a player like that with as much potential as he has to a team that just came off a playoff berth.
And I know it's kind of, you know, fluttery stuff, and it's not really what you focus on when you're really locked in, but I do read into the reaction of his teammates, Dan, on Saturday night when he scored his first bucket. They were genuinely happy for him. They're with him along on this ride, and I think that's important. I'm not sure he necessarily has had that, where he feels comfortable and he feels like everybody is pulling in the same direction. Obviously, he's had a very strange start to his career, but I do think it's key to see the way he is reacting with his teammates, interacting with his teammates, and what you saw on Saturday night was certainly a positive sign as far as that goes. Before I get you out of here, I got to ask you about the Hawks. This is a very young team, a very young and exciting team. You mentioned the scoring numbers from last year. They add Cam Reddish. They add DeAndre Hunter in the draft, 2 top 10 picks. What do you see from this team moving forward? They have a nice mix of veterans. Obviously, you got the oldest player in the league, and you got a whole bunch of young guys there. But it should be an interesting group, if nothing else, this year, Dan.
No, definitely. They have a lot of guys in the last few drafts that I really loved coming out. When you look at Kevin Huerter, Trae Young, Cam Reddish, those were three guys I really circled and watched a lot of film of entering the draft process. So it's really interesting to see those guys, and we'll get to see them 4 times over the course of the regular season. In a lot of the ways the Magic are built, where you talk about defensive versatility, length, really focusing on that end, the Hawks are a little bit the opposite. They're very heavy offensively. And, you know, as we mentioned, those points per game last year after the All-Star break were astonishing. But on the other side of the floor, that's where the concern has to be if you're on the Atlanta side, is will we be able to find enough defense to get the stops needed late in the game and throughout the playoffs when things start to shift from transition offense into a half-court things? Is the way that they're made up going to hold up and work? Because you even saw it against that first game against the Pelicans in the preseason, and they scored 109 but gave up 133 points.
Right.
You know, that's a little bit alarming. So I'm sure the focus for them tonight is going to be trying to slow down this Magic offense while at the same time trying to generate points in transition.
And it's funny, you know, you hear all the comparisons, a mini Golden State being built down there. Well, you need a Draymond Green in order to build the Golden State Warriors and a Klay Thompson. I think that's probably the role they envisioned for DeAndre Hunter. Real quick, were you a Cam Reddish guy? I loved the kid coming out. I thought he was injured his freshman season at Duke, and it was kind of a weird situation with Zion and RJ there. What did you think of Cam coming out?
No, I'm with you there. I was fascinated by him. I really get focused a lot of times on these guys that are on heavy talented teams and what will their role be like in the NBA when things can free up and their offensive game can be focused on and they actually have some time to grow within the system.
Yep.
You saw that with a guy like Karl Anthony Towns.
Booker.
Who was on such a loaded Kentucky team.
Yep.
That they just had him stand under the basket and rebound. Now, he's a Jersey kid, came from the same town as I did in Piscataway, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And I remember watching him at the high school level, and he was out there playing much more like Kevin Durant. Then you saw him put on weight, just kind of become this under the heat, the basket guy, Kentucky. And, you know, then all of a sudden he comes to the NBA, his game shifts again. So Cam Reddish could be one of those guys where, you know, the focus is on Zion, RJ Barrett, but now that he's in the NBA, we could see him do a lot of different things. So he's a very intriguing player.
Last one, Dano. Did you catch up with Vince, and do you plan on it? And how impressive is this guy after all these years? I think you and I were in probably elementary school when Vince Carter hit the league.
No, it's crazy. You know, Vince Carter is one of my all-time favorite guys in the league, and he's doing a podcast now that's fantastic. I can't give away the guest, but he was, at the team hotel last night recording a podcast. So that's going to be an interesting thing for Magic fans to pay attention to and to keep up in. So if you're not following his podcast, you're going to want to be doing that. And, they reached out and tried to see if I was in the area, but I had actually gone out to dinner. So I missed him last night, but I'm going to try to catch up with him pregame today.
Excellent. And breaking a little news, we'll have to keep our eye on that on the Vince Carter podcast with Annie, which is very good. They do an outstanding job, and certainly we'll keep an eye on that. He is Dan Savage. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Dan_Savage. You're the best, Dan. I appreciate the time.
I appreciate you having me.
All right, there he is, Dan Savage, as the Magic get ready for the Atlanta Hawks tonight in Atlanta, 7:30 again for the tip. Tip-off presented by Advent Health is right around the corner, guys. You don't want to miss opening night. Join us at Amway Center on Wednesday, October 23rd, as the Magic take on the Cleveland Cavaliers, and visit OrlandoMagic.com for tickets to experience Magic above all. More Magic Drive Time when we return right here, 96.9 The Game.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Here comes T. Ross. The headband's on. He'll fire for three. Three in a row. Yes, sir.
Magic fans, bring your group out and experience the best Amway Center has to offer. You can play where the pros play with our Court of Dreams package, or perform pregame and let Center Court become center stage. You can also join the kids' tunnel and high-five the pros. The group experiences are endless. What are you waiting for? Call 407-89-MAGIC to take advantage of these amazing group opportunities. Special price available for groups of 10 or more.
Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew a qualifying Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic Nike Swingman jersey in the color of your choice. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information.
This is Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic, celebrating big wins and the work that gets you there. For those who use disappointments, turning them into opportunities to learn, to grow, and to thrive. For those who rise every day with the sole purpose of improving on who they were yesterday. The experts at Advent Health support you for proving we all have the power to rise to any challenge. Advent Health. Feel whole.
Magic fans, are you in need of a new roof? Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who's been trusted for years to provide quality work and products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit cbroofing.com and mention the Magic to receive $500 off your new roof.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do the do.
I'm Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding. With home values at an all-time high, smart homeowners are using RP Funding to access their home equity now more than ever. Home equity could be the best way to finance home improvements, consolidate debt, make investments, or even large purchases. But don't use your home equity to pay closing costs. Let me pay them instead. Call 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634, or visit rpfunding.com.
Terms and conditions apply. See website NMLS 701-68, Equal Housing.
Advent Health and Southwest Airlines are teaming up to provide Magic fans the opportunity to catch a game on the road this season in one of three destinations: Houston, Denver, or Milwaukee. One grand prize winner will receive two tickets to a game in the selected city, airfare, lodging, and $200 in spending money. 5 second prize winners will receive 20,000 Southwest Airlines Rapid Rewards bonus points. For more information and to enter, visit OrlandoMagic.com/getaway. That's OrlandoMagic.com/getaway.
This is Mohamed Bamba of the Orlando Magic. Stuck in traffic? Then keep your dial on Magic Drive Time.
Yes, Mo Bamba and the gang back at it tonight. The Magic and the Atlanta Hawks, 7:30 for the tip. We'll have the pregame for you coming up here in about, 30 minutes right here on 96.9 The Game. I'm your host of Magic Drive Time, Jake Chapman. And for now, we bring in Mr. 413. He is our intern. Ben Revere has been doing an outstanding job so far, and he has put together a little lightning round of questions for me. I have no idea what these are. We barely discussed them. We didn't discuss them at all. Let's just, full disclosure, we did not discuss them at all. So they might be terrible, and I'm hoping they're good. But Ben, what do you have for me?
Listen, Jake, I just want to start off with, they're always good, okay?
They're okay.
Everything
right.
I bring in is hot content.
Okay, you are confident. I do appreciate that.
I just also want to say I'm glad that Dante might not be in today. So, I mean, I guess that's why I'm on the air.
Dante out on the road equals Ben on the air. That's exactly how it works.
And I love every second of it, every single second of it.
All right, so basically what I charged you with before the show was, give me some questions about the Magic that Dan and I didn't talk about when I talked to Dan Savage in Atlanta. So these have to be a little bit off the beaten path. What do you have?
All right. You know, we do have an all-star on our team, right?
And, yes. Yes, we do. Yes.
You know, his name is Nikola Vucevic. Mm-hmm. Why haven't we talked about him a lot? And also, what are your expectations out of him this season?
It's a good question. It's a really good point. And as a matter of fact, I was thinking about this with Evan Fournier as well. The two of them are sort of, and Dan and I talked about it, the two of them are sort of the stalwarts of the Magic's offense within the half court. And I think that's why, because you think you know what you're going to get from Nick Vucevic and Evan Fournier. They're obviously incredibly important parts of the team. You just sort of count on the fact that when you need a bucket, Nick's going to get you one, or Evan's going to get you one. I think people are really excited about Markelle Fultz, obviously. J.I. coming back with some added weight and even growing a little bit has people sort of salivating at the possibilities of what he can be. And then obviously Aaron Gordon and some of the other pieces are, you know, those guys that you're expecting to make that jump. I think people are more enamored with who's going to take that next leap this year. But I was thinking about Nick Vucevic the other day. Here's something interesting about him. You signed him to that contract last year, and obviously with big men, when they get into their 30s, you start to think about injuries and breaking down a little bit. I go back to a guy like Pau Gasol, who he was playing some of his best basketball all throughout his 30s. If you have a big man, Ben, who's not dependent on high-impact game like Nick, I think you have a guy who can basically replicate what he was able to do in the last 4 or 5 years of his career for the next 5 or 6, maybe 7, 8 years of his career. So I'm excited about Nick Vucevic, not just this season, but moving forward. I think he could be one of those guys who you're going, you know, at 36, 37 years old, how's he still doing it because of the way he plays the game? I mean, he's not a shot-blocking type center. He's just a guy with great hands, and he's just a great offensive player.
And I'm not sure if you know, but Terrence Ross is a huge comic book nerd. He had high praise about the new Joker movie. Does his praise make you want to go out and watch it?
I did not know that. Let's listen to the soundbite.
It's probably like one of my top. I'm a big Batman Joker fan. Like, Joker's probably my all-time, you know, favorite comic book, like, character, superhero or villain. But, I mean, that was probably top three, one of my favorite movies.
I'm not a movie guy. So
you're not buying it?
Well, I'm kind of interested in this movie because people have been talking about it so much, but I don't know anything about all the comic book stuff. I understand who the Joker is. I know what Batman is. I'm not an idiot, but I don't know. It doesn't make me want to see it any more than I already did. I'm just interested because everybody's talking about it, to be honest.
If Terrence Ross is telling me to go out and watch this movie or just giving it high praise, I'm going to do it.
That's a good intern, Ben. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. Whatever T-Ross says, the intern does. Very well done with the out-of-left-field questions from Ben Rivera, Mr. 413. That's going to do it for Magic Drive Time tonight. Dante will be back in the big chair tomorrow. Reminder, Magic Hawks coming your way pregame in 30 minutes right here, 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
The Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center is the official destination for authentic Magic gear, including the latest apparel for men, women, and children. Pick up clothing and accessories for any type of fan. Purchase cool collectibles and memorabilia, or snag our latest Nike jerseys to feel like your favorite Orlando Magic players. Stop by the Team Shop at Amway Center Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or head to OrlandoMagicShop.com to get your gear now.